The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Good morning and welcome.
You're listening to B-Side Morning Brew with Beej
and Niles. Hot coffee,
cool chatting, chilling on the corner of Lifestyle Ave
and Music Street. On 91.5
KUNV Jazz and More.
Let's start with our sip of coffee.
There we go, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, listen, we have no problem with people doing standards. Of course, we've all been influenced as part of learning the language, but we are not in the business of regurgitation,
yeah,
as it were.
This is a tribute to ex-artists. Like, no. Well, so there's this girl I started following some time ago. Her name's Erica Davies, and she's out there in La Jolla.
Which is gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah. And then she recently started following me, and she's great, man. She's totally up our alley. I think we definitely should try to have her out on one of our series at Smith Center.
Sounds good. Yeah, I mean, we're all about that.
Yeah, because she does originals and
people, yeah,
you know, and she does, yeah, like we're talking about the standards or what have you, but yeah, we ain't in the business of the standards on this Jazz Republic.
No siree, Bob. No siree,
nothing wrong with it, but it ain't what we do. So how you doing, man?
Man, we are in the throes of summer. Did I read somewhere that it's 115 degrees?
So check this out.
I read that somewhere? What? Dude, that is the sun, bro.
Last week, I haven't been to Brio in a while. So those of our locals will obviously know of Brio. And that's kind of, should I say that's my hang?
That's a hang.
I guess if you ever want to see us, it's like that's, you know, you'll find
you
me.
You might run into
it
there. Yeah.
But I went there and then, I don't know, some girl came up to me, you know, exchanged numbers, blah, blah, blah. Went out and she's like, you know, hey, do you want to go play tennis at some, you know, next week? I'm like, yeah, sounds cool. I haven't played tennis in a while. So at my house.
All right, Rod Labor.
I know. At my house, it's 106. I go out to where she was, out towards, or I think Henderson, 114.
No, yeah. No.
I mean.
Yes, no.
From where I'm
no.
at to a buck 114, like,
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And don't give me that. It's a dry heat stuff.
Well.
Don't give me that.
Since I live closer to the mountain, you know what I mean? It is cooler here because of that reason alone. But you know what? I know it's funny, but it's true, man. That dry heat I can hang way better than humidity. True. Come on. Yeah. How many times have we been to New Orleans or down in Texas and it's just,
It
could be 80 degrees outside, and which is nice, but the humidity would just kill you.
No, we had some of that here in Boston. It was 87. You walk out the door, it's like you get enveloped by like this wet steam rag, and you know, but hey,
man,
break the pores.
I know that your thing when you write a tune, there's single titles.
Yeah,
but I think you should write something called Steam Rag.
Steam Rag.
Come on, now you just said that. That's a song title, bro.
Or steamer.
Steam Rag. You do a ragtime thing.
No thanks. Anyway.
So the heat and it's crazy.
And of course, we've all got our home projects we're working on. You know, I think you and I have called this, or we've given it the moniker, the summer of figuring things out.
Well, you know, it's a combination of, I mean, it's what a strange time. I mean, we've got a couple shows coming up. July 11th, we're going to do something we haven't done together in a long time, which is playing like a small little intimate gig. And I'm really looking forward to it. Just kind of a down and dirty gig, so to speak.
Yeah.
And because we go off in a different way when we play those kind of shows, you know. So, you know, for those of you that would like to see us in an intimate setting, July 11th will be at the Dispensary Lounge here in Las Vegas and doing a couple sets, including Uli Geisendorfer on piano. A lot of you may know Uli, of course. And we've got our Nick VIP Schmidt on bass and Sam Skits Limos on sax. Got a couple newcomers on drums. Mm-hmm. Just tell you about. And then Linda Woodson's going to join us for a couple songs here and there, which is going to be great. And but within all that, and then of course we have our Smith Center show coming up in on September 10th, and we'll go into that a little bit later in this segment. But between all that, between me trying to rehearse and get ready for this gig, and also relearn all my original tunes, I'm like, how did I play that again? I don't remember how to play that.
Exactly.
But we're doing home projects, so you call me with the throw of some roofing issue. What was that about?
Let's put it this way. What started out as a leak in... Okay, so the listeners don't know. My house is 125 years old in Boston here. It's been in the family for about 70 years. I'm the third owner of the house. And
I do want to... Sorry, I do want to say that your house is haunted with ghosts. It just is. And I've been there. And
well, they're good ghosts.
They are good ghosts, but weird nonetheless. Yes. Sorry.
Upon further inspection, what was originally a $15,000 job turned into a $40,000 job, which my entire roof needed to be replaced, reinforced, etc. And during that time, additional water damage took place because it was not tarped over properly. So, it's been quite a nightmare. But I literally have a roof over my head now.
Now you're thankful for a roof over your head.
With a nice 30-year warranty. And
but has it been 100-plus years since that roof has been done? Or has it been done?
So what they found was that was the original roofing platform, original roofing wood and everything. So
Roofs last that long nowadays?
They don't. You can't even get that quality of wood to last that long.
That was sad.
I mean, that wood was so hard, because it came from the original trees that were growing in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts back in the 1800s and early 1900s.
So, yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Crazy. So
that is crazy.
So we're dealing with it. I'm just, blessed to have a home. That put my backyard project on hold.
Yeah.
But,
That's the kind of home reno that you don't want to invest in. I mean, it's a great investment ultimately, obviously, but that's not the, you don't want to put that. And I was mentioning too, within all this, I decided to reno my kitchen. Right.
Yeah.
So I
ripped. What are you thinking, bro?
You know, man, I'm all into the DIY thing too. We talked about this on a previous episode where you and I could build a house if we needed to.
Yes.
A lot of the young kids today couldn't. The 30-somethings.
Yeah, they wouldn't even know what to do with a hammer.
Yeah.
Jeez. So I ripped. I could do some drywalls and all that, man.
Yeah, plumbing, the whole thing. I ripped down the kitchen wall cabinets, all of them, and then completely just redid the walls nicely, and then did that whole textured thing because I'm going for that Tuscan farmhouse kind of vibe, and I'm just putting the floating shelves up, which looks cool, man.
That's great.
Yeah, so and
I'm looking forward to seeing it next week.
That's right.
Yeah,
coming into town.
That's right.
Our boy Bijan's coming into town.
Look out.
Yep.
Hurricane Bijan.
The Tasmanian Devil's coming in.
No, actually, I think I'm going to have time to, we're coming in, a couple days before.
It'd be nice, man.
I'm not leaving until the next day after the show. I don't think I'm taking a red eye.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not taking a red eye.
And we're going to have a little little gathering the night before the show, which is good. Mm-hmm. Not too heavy, though.
Not too heavy.
Take
it easy. I
can't bounce back like I once could,
You dig.
Yeah, man, but so that's going to be fun in terms of, it's going to be hot, but since I built the pergola out back, I'm going to, got the lights and everything, I'm going to get some misters over weekend and mount the misters so that at least when we have some people over, if people choose to go outside on the patio, then you can at least stay cool. What do you got, man? So in terms of, summertime when the living's easy.
Yeah, that's obviously an easy thing to go to.
Yeah. But do you have a song in mind? Do you have an artist or song in mind?
I thought I did. I may have my playlist going here. Hold on.
Tune you want to play? What artist?
When we talked about putting the show together, we figured let's find something that would be a nice summer playlist, something we put on a summer playlist.
Yeah.
Chilling, grilling, rapping, hanging. This tune, Horace Silver is the composer. The name of the tune is called The Jody Grind. And we happen to do this version of this, big band version of this tune, in the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra. So we figured we'd play this Horace Silver Quintet tune, The Jody Grind. You're listening to B-Side Morning Brew with Beej and Niles on 91.5 KUNV Jazz and More.
Thank you.
Horse Silver, The Jody Grind. Man, that is such a cool tune. It just, you know, it's that whole 60s vibe. I just want to go get a martini. It's got the hidden, you got the hidden bar in the house kind of, you know, in the walls kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. That Jetsons kind of thing. George Jetson. No, I'm not aging myself at all. But what a slamming tune, man. Yeah, man. Speaking of this, in terms of like the cool stuff, and we've been going back and forth in terms of what we're playing for the upcoming show at Dispensary Lounge, and then a different kind of set for the Smith Center. We always go back or harken back to a show we've done numerous shows, obviously, but years ago we did a show together in Fullerton in California, Orange County area. Man, that night just went off. The red velvet walls. Yep. And then at that time, we were mostly doing all my tunes, and it just very, very sexy stuff. And it just, the crowd was just, let's just say, was way into it. And so, I don't know about you, but what the songs I've chosen for these sets for the upcoming, that upcoming show on July 11th, I've just been doing, or I've chosen, I should say, all the cool, sexy tunes from the repertoire.
Well, I mean, sexy and such that the grooves were infectious. It was infectious grooves that allowed room for some energy. It was cool. It wasn't like low key. It was definitely...
It's kind of Sade if I were to...
Yeah, yeah. If you're gonna, definitely, you know, groove oriented.
Yeah, man. Just groovy.
And it'd definitely be a lot of fun. That is, to this day, I think, the gold standard in terms of our performance.
Isn't that funny?
Like, remember that? That had to have been, what, 25 years ago now, right?
I don't think it was that long ago.
Yeah, bro.
20 years?
Yeah. Anyway, yikes. But it was a while ago. But, it's always been the gold standard. And as, you know, as artists, those are the things that you remember, those types of experiences in performing.
Absolutely. But even when we've gone out to San Antonio, Texas, and played Jazz Texas, which is a great venue.
Amazing.
And small club venue, but very high end, very cool, hip, chic kind of vibe. Doc Watkins, the owner of that place and great piano player himself, he's got such a great establishment. But when we played there, we do the same thing. It just gets uninhibited,
briefly,
so to speak, maybe, you know.
And we may save a greater conversation about this. I know we, in a couple of episodes coming up, we are going to have a booking proprietor of an establishment in Los Angeles come on and talk with us about their process for programming the series or programming their calendar.
Well, just how some of these jazz venues book. It's funny. I mean, and we won't go into this now. We'll save it for that show.
But I think what it came down to initially, different venues are listening rooms and other venues are not.
Right.
Or
Smith
not
Center
geared towards that.
Is a total listening room. Which is beautiful, which is great.
Yep.
But you know, having said that, as we're, you know, saying these things aloud in that, talking about how when we play smaller venues together, it seems to get a little bit more maybe loose. It's loose, but not loose. Maybe we just let go a little bit. Again, maybe the word is uninhibited.
I don't think loose in terms of we're stretching out more in terms of taking the music to different places.
Mm-hmm. But I wonder why, at least for me, I wonder why, if that's the case, why it might have been that way when we do Smith Center shows, where it's, you know, where I might not let go as much as I would in a very small, intimate place. Yeah, I don't want to do that. Meaning Smith Center should be that.
Right, sure. The same.
That
as
same vibe. Yeah. Yeah.
And this upcoming show will probably be more like that.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Just because we're there mentally, I think.
And
well,
the host of, you know, guests that we're going to have performing with us that have contributed to our musical growth in Las Vegas as the Jazz Republic. These are all people that have contributed in some way throughout our time here. Yeah.
Well, that's truly going to be a review show, right? So the Jazz Republic review at Smith Center, September 10th. And, you know, what I mean by that is that, yes, we have more guests than we've ever had before in any of our concerts there. I mean, we've got Linda Woodson, who's going to join us for some songs. We've got Laura Schaefer. We've got our old friend, who's now here in Vegas from New York, David Pop-Tart T. Morris, who's going to come up and sing with us, who is just an incredible singer. We've got, Tom Face Lure, who's coming in from L.A. to hit us with some sax. We've got our usual suspects, our gang. Of course, we've got Brian Tree Trio on piano that night. We've got Nick VIP Schmidt on bass that night. We've got, and of course, Sam Skitzlimas will also be joining us on sax. Uli Geisendorfer will be up there, also supporting Linda Woodson, whom he's produced and recorded her recent album. It's a big night. Our songs, of course, your originals, my originals. I mean, it's a big night of music. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. And just a testament to our growth, too, in terms of collaborating with the musical community here in Las Vegas, you know, becoming entrenched and part of it, and really showcasing original music like we set out to do.
Yeah. No, it's exciting. I'm really looking forward to that show. For those of you that are interested, feel free to go over to thesmithcenter.com and look up the Jazz Republic review for tickets and availability for the September 10th show.
There's no tickets for the dispensary or advanced ticket sales, right?
No, for those that are interested in going to our upcoming intimate show at the Dispensary Lounge, if I'm not mistaken, you can give them a call to make reservations. You do have to make reservations. It is a free show, but there's a 2-drink minimum.
That's going to be fun.
I know.
Looking forward to that.
It is. Really, and I think the reason there's, other than musically speaking, I think part of it is that when we do Smith Center concerts, they're a lot for us, meaning there's a lot of behind the scenes that makes those shows happen.
A lot of production,
a lot of advertising, a lot of money. It takes a lot to put on those shows. It's funny. A lot of people, if they ask, like, why are you paying X for this or the room or this? People don't realize when you go and see some of the biggest artists in the world, it could be anywhere from Sting to Adele to you name it. Yeah, if someone's putting up that money to rent those venues. You know this, and they're hoping that we, as their listeners, are buying the tickets to help, you know, make sure that that promoter, who's typically the one putting up all those funds, is getting reimbursed. There's an ROI on those, you know. And with Jazz Republic, that's exactly what we are. We're also the producers and promoters. It's a lot for us. And I think it's, without going into it, there's more stress involved than there is, you know.
I just want to play the trumpet now. Well, tonight's your night, buddy.
Yeah. There was a Smith Center show we were at, one of our many that we had. I don't remember what year it was, but not long ago, maybe a couple years ago. Whatever pressures that were going on that day pre-show, they were heavy. And we're, you know, out doing our thing, trying to organize everything. And Bijan had, which is not like Bijan, but he had a slight meltdown. And we're walking through this market wherever we were. I think we were talking to the Smith Center. Something was going on because there was some issue with the backstage something, or we couldn't get one of the dressing rooms. They were, I don't know what it was, whatever the politics of it were. But Bijan just has a meltdown, and I had to try to make light of it. I'm like, he's like, I just want to play the trumpet, man. I just want to play the trumpet. Like, well, tonight's your night. And, you know, the funny thing is, little did you know, one, 2 years later, Mr. Bijan Watson here gets to play his trumpet and wins himself a Grammy. So, you know, you got your wish, my friend.
You got it.
Tonight's your night. You know. Man, I'd like to get into some more music. I stumbled on this independent artist, Jazz Chanteuse, out of La Jolla. She's great, man. I started following her just to kind of get us, you know, you look around, kind of see what's up. What is she doing? What is she not doing? What any artist, if we're going to look some artists up. And she's just, to me, very consistent. She's great, man. Her name is Erica Davies, and she's out of La Jolla, California, which, as we know, for those of us that have been down there many times in our life, it's gorgeous, gorgeous area. She's cool, man. She does originals as well as, of course, she's going to play some of the book, you know, or she'll put her twist on some of the book kind of thing. But either way, I think she's great. I'd love to ultimately invite her to be on our series for Jazz Republic at the Smith Center. So let's play one of her tunes. Her name is Erica Davies. This song is called Part the Sea. You're listening to it here on B-Side Morning Brew with Bijan Niles on 91.5 KUNV Jazz and More. Thank you.
got a mouth that cannot lie. Yes, these very lips depart the sea. And if you will look into my eyes, you will see yourself inside of me. Play me like a drum, I'll beat on top. It doesn't matter how you want to change the beat. You think I can walk on water? Got me feeling that much better. We hear the same melody, but we sing a different tune. What do you prefer, I ask you? You are just a color that I wear. Well, it doesn't matter what you think you are to. I adore you, but it don't mean a thing. It ends and we agree to disagree. Just a color that I wear. Well, it doesn't matter what you think you are to me. 'Cause I told you how much I adore you, but it don't mean a thing. It ends and we agree to disagree. I have got a mouth that cannot lie.
Back. You're listening to B-Side Morning Brew with Beej and Niles on 91.5 KUNV Jazz and More. Man, that's great. It's great that you are combing the interwebs, the music outlets to find some new artists. It's awesome. Nice.
Yeah, man. I think this starting to close out our set. We're closing out our segment here.
I believe so. I think we'll allow our listeners to continue with their grilling and chilling. Yep. And home projects, et cetera. And,
staying out of the heat or in it. Go to the pool.
Or in it. You know? Be bold. Be bold.
Be bold. Be brave. Well, good morning, everybody. Enjoy your Sunday.
Peace. You've been listening to B-Side Morning Brew with Beej
and Niles.
Chilling on the corner of Lifestyle Ave
and Music Street on 91.5
KUNV Jazz and More.